forward to.
Okay, go.
Okay, we're out of closed session. So let's start with the motion we need to make in open meeting.
So I make them. We disclose anything up front, or do I make a motion first and then disclose?
Make the motion, then we can disclose. And okay. The motion has to be stated in a way that the public would know, right? So I would just say to evaluate lots and list them for sale rather than like
first plus property.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So I make a motion that we can do that to Mike and instruct the general manager to assess and surplus properties as discussed in the closed session. Cover.
Yeah, unless we want to make the motion to list them for sale too. Right?
Oh yeah, probably list them for sale.
And list them for sale, absolutely.
Second.
Moved and seconded. At this point.
Yeah, now.
Based on being a real estate broker in the county, I will be abstaining from voting.
And then you
based on them. That I am a licensed real estate principal broker in the state of Utah, I abstain from voting.
The abstained voters have been noted. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
So, before, sorry, you also need to make a finding, so probably you, as the chairman, that this is an objectively fair action for the district.
Oh.
That this is we're making this decision objectively, that it's in the best interest of the district. Just because there are interested people, or there are disinterested voters that have a conflict, we just need to make that finding. So I would just say, I find.
Oh, it's my finding as the chairman of this board that these decisions are being made objectively
fair to the district,
objectively fair to the district, to the taxpayers we represent.
Yep.
Even though we do have interested parties in the room.
Perfect.
Everybody's told us that before. Usually, it's good enough.
Oh, that was great, man.
All right. Shay, I think you have our last item.
Yeah, so, Stella Vista.
Stellar Vista.
The city, we need to put some pipe in. The city, I'm not going to get this right. We want to use HBD pipe.
HDP.
I guess we probably have to.
We're just kind of here on the brain, man.
The city wants to use C900-something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had a conversation with the city attorney about it. The city has a policy that they don't allow HDP pipe because they don't have the ability to work on it. And so it's kind of
they don't own a fuser. Is that the
yeah, they don't own a fuser. Yeah, they don't.
But we've loaned it to them many times.
Yeah, and I know we have the ability to maintain it and stuff like that. My point is after kind of a long conversation with Mr. Burgraff, who I think I really like Kent. I didn't think that I was going to get him to move on that. So where I ended the conversation with him is maybe we just let Mike and the city manager talk, because really it's a city manager decision. And whoever here wants to talk with the city about it, and whatever agreement you guys come to, let's just get it in writing, and then Kent and I will stay out of the negotiation, and we'll just drop the legal document for whatever agreement you make. Just because I didn't think that I was going to be able to convince Kent. And I think if I'm going to be in the room talking to the city manager, Kent's going to be in the room too, because that's how legal representation works, right? So my point is, I think you could have that conversation. The probably request is, hey, kind of like what we did, we get that you have this blanket policy, but we think there should be an exception in place for, you know, if you...
On district land.
Yeah, it's on district land. You can be... I told you the three things.
That it's on our property that we own.
Our property.
We have the fuser and we'll keep it available.
And there's an incentive for us to stay in business, right? It's not like we just are going to have the fuser for a month, get the approval.
We're not going to go bankrupt and not own a fuser.
Yeah.
Like we will always have a working
fuser.
There's
a reasonable, they can reasonably rely that we'll always have the ability to maintain it and that we're willing to loan them.
Is this line, it's a dead end line. We're coming off
off our hydrant.
The main city at the hydrant, but
right.
Over to the site.
Right.
And so, again, if we need to prepare or sign something, it's an internal
Exactly.
You know, the city, you know, we can sign clearly a document. This is not in a city easement. It is internal to our property and something that if it ruptures, we will fix and maintain ourselves. Yeah. We're not asking, this is not an, this attaches to your system, but it is not part of your system or maintenance responsibility.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's a great conversation to have with the city manager. Right.
Right,
and to say, hey,
where does Steve need to make a motion to city council? Well,
maybe.
Is it going to have a fire hydrant service though?
Yes.
That's where they're going to get into the issue.
Is there's got
to? That's
be a
the
fire
whole
hydrant.
Reason we have to put the line in is
yeah.
because
yeah,
Janae is requiring that the fire hydrant be right there.
That's their access
to their fire hydrant.
Anyway, to me, this feels a little bit like one of those situations where an exception is appropriate, right? Somebody needs to have that conversation with the city manager or this, you know.
So we need a motion?
I don't think you need a motion.
Or just a direct an authorization
yeah.
for Mike to work that.
I just wanted to bring it up because I had been asked to talk to Ken about that, and I was not successful
yeah.
in getting him to just, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. And
I should
so
have given you some ammo. My son Sam tied into their line.
And
built
he
a
actually
700, 8-foot line to his house.
Yeah.
So why was he able to do
because
it?
Because he's not in city property.
But they
he's
still
not,
have to maintain the hydrant. So the
hydrant
that's all the way down in
he's
there.
He's delivering water to
he
him.
He does
why,
have a hydrant.
Difference?
He had to put in a hydrant.
Now,
that's why he had to put in a big line.
At least what was told to me is that he's outside of the city limit or outside
oh,
of
yeah,
the...
He is.
He's
in the
county because we're just adopting him.
Yeah.
Which means they should have given
But anyway,
we need the city
to create an exception for us. And again, their concern is going to be just like ours was earlier. What kind of precedent are we setting,
right?
So we need to incentivize them that, hey, this very limited exception applies to us. It's not going to apply to anybody else. It's sound. It's justifiable.
Because we
defensible.
Own a
yeah.
fuser.
Because yeah,
because
who else is
going to
own a fuser,
that,
right?
And
they're permanent. I'd just like to say one thing. I think this district has in many cases pushed the envelope that caused the city to make improvements. Like they didn't like radio read meters. They didn't like, they don't like HDPE. They didn't like a pressurized sewer system, you know, that we put in at the jail. And all of those technologies are way more future-proof
right.
than, you know, C900 pipe, for example. And, you know, to some degree, I guess I just have a little bit of angst over this is a better option. Why are you fighting it so much? Why don't you go buy your own fuser? You know, they're not that expensive. And get... I mean, this is the technology of the future.
Yeah. And I think these are all really valid arguments. And I think that having a conversation with a decision maker, either the city council or the city manager, and just saying, we propose that you guys adopt this recommendation so that we can do it this way is probably the best path. My point is, I didn't think I was going to get there with Kent. I'm really convinced that I wasn't. So I think it's better for you guys to have that conversation.
So would you suggest that our general manager has that conversation with the city manager?
Who's got the better relationship with the city manager or with city council? I would say whoever feels like they've got a good
Well, Steve's on city council.
What?
Steve's on city
yeah.
council.
Yeah. Whoever feels like...
and
whoever
isn't
feels
Steve
like,
the liaison for the district?
So,
and for the public
works.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's good.
Again, we get that we're asking to create an exception for your policy. We think it's a very logical, defensible exception. You know.
Okay, so however, I'm just saying again, instead of an exception to your policy, how about if you change your policy?
Right. And you can ask them to change the policy too. That's a very, again, Dirk, that's 100%
accurate.
Very legitimate. That's a better way to do it.
The SCADA system was another example, you know, that we put
in. We bumped up against more than once, even in the, Sam's issue is different because it was in the county.
Yeah.
But I would like to see Mike meet with the city manager, with Steve possibly. And I don't know, I'm just curious, is how the city works director feels about this, because it some of it comes back to the legal counsel or some out-of-town engineer, because when it comes, I mean, a lot of the others I do think are very reasonable, and so for them to say we can't do it because we don't have a fuser, like Dirk says, then buy a fuser, but we've readily made ours available for them to use at any time. So it's something that, as a citizen of Kanab City, I would like to see this go to the city manager. If it can't be done, go directly to the city council to say, can we can we work to update your policy to current standard, you know, technology?
So the policy either needs to change to allow the HDP pipe, or they need to put an exception in for when they're going to allow it. One of those two things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Just for full disclosure, there are some people that don't like, some operators that don't like the HDP. So I made a call to Mountain Land and talked to their, he said, we're selling thousands and thousands of feet of that pipe every day.
And I go,
and I,
HDP.
No, the HDP. Okay.
HDP.
I mean,
and I said, okay, what's wrong with this guy from Washington County? Oh, he doesn't like it because of this and that. Because
Washington County seems to be influencing, it's too expensive to fix HDP pipe or whatever.
Which is ridiculous. It's half the cost of C9.
I feel like they had a chlorine issue with some of their pipes with some of the early HDP.
And I feel like that's where a lot of those policies
be. They had a few problems with
somebody
it.
Somebody in Washington County is very anti-HDP and has influenced.
The guy that runs, the guy that is their manager, he doesn't like it, okay, so.
But he'll use it for all of his not.
My question, because I know they've shut down the Mountain View Drive, the old highway for the county culvert upgrade.
Right.
Isn't that C900 that we're going to cut and put in a second one of HDP?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's C900.
I mean, I was out there and they had it all exposed and they said, yeah, we're bringing in, they're going, cutting out a 100-foot section and fusing in HDP in our system.
Right.
So anyway, just for
the main line coming into Kanab City, put in as HDP.
I hope I don't have to eat my words in 20 years that stuff goes south.
Yeah, but like I said, if they, you can get the DR18 or 13, and it depends on how thick.
There's a couple of different standards. They might not have used the right standards, but I can't imagine that stuff doesn't work. Line from the reservoir is HDPE.
All this stuff
everything
that we're
up Johnson
in,
from
like in the Zion Mountain, East Zion, for the Discovery Center, and all the miles of pipe up there is all HDPE. It's just so much better to work with.
Well, and it's half the cost.
Yeah.
Okay, but as far as the action item, does Shane need to draft something that Steve and Mike are taking? Do they just need to go talk to
him? No, I think they need to talk to him first. If there's something to work for a policy change, then we can look at it. But they just need to see if we can.
Well, we don't need a motion related to any of this, I don't think.
No, just authorize.
Yeah, all right. If you want an internal memo or something, but I think. I would go make any conversation I go have with the city, Mr. Burgraff's going to be there.
I don't think Kiner's going to change. He takes his directions from Burgraff, so I don't think he's going to make the decision.
So maybe it's a city
You might feel comfortable. I agree. Yeah. Are you saying that?
I just don't think Ken's going to back off of
it. We shouldn't go to Ken, or is it better to go through our liaison?
Probably just go through this city council.
Jake Dutton.
Right, and that's why I'm just saying, if as our liaison, who is the councilman over Jake Dutton, their meeting.
Because our meeting on Tuesday, and I've got to reach out and touch base with Jake anyways, so I'm happy to ask questions on that so I can go into the meeting. I know it's not on our agenda, but we'll have discussions there with Kyler and stuff, so I can have those discussions on Tuesday and talk to Jake beforehand, so happy to do that.
All right, anything anybody else wants to chat about before we adjourn?
Is it the line that we connected clear down to the holiday?
So is the one going north that we helped them pay for. that connects all the wells.
And again, I think, talking to Mr. Burgraff, I think he'll follow, he just wants to stick to the policy. So whatever the policy is, I think he'll stick to it. I don't think he's trying to, like,
I've had a lot different experience with Ken Burgraff than you have.
That's what Kate had too. They did. They just want to stick to the policy.
Yeah, I think he's just policy driven, which is good. You want that in your attorney, I promise.
You guys all, there must be honor in thieves because the attorneys all stick together. I'm just wondering about that.
What's the saying? You guys it's that all 99% of attorneys that give us 1% of bad names.
Farrell moved to adjourn and Ben seconded. Farrell and Ben.